ask Dr. Amelie to give a clear definition of feminism, please.
In regards to the definition of feminism, I think it's a very complicated concept. It's not easy to just define it in one sentence. As I said, there are various viewpoints about the feminism, but in general we can say feminism is a movement of liberation of women. And basically is an idea that is talking about the equality between a woman and a man, avoiding any dualism of segregation of private and public sector, woman in private and public sector.
Assalamu alaikum. I said that the God and Islam especially give a lot of rights to the woman, but unfortunately, society taken from them. As different society in different Middle East or in here, they take from them. We have, as Dr. Amelie talked about, the feminists, and we have all this right before, economy, educational, and everything. But unfortunately, because we denied our right, so we end up that we call them as the second second citizen. Thank you.
With regard to what my sister mentioned about the that the woman rising has been ignored, I'm totally angry that unfortunately throughout the history we have been isolating the woman from the society, and we have insulted the woman in the society in a way that gradually this became an institutionalized behavior among the woman. They accepted that they don't have ability, even if they don't say it. But this imposement has created a lot of disadvantage for the women, and this is the responsibility of all scholars and the woman itself to stand for their own rights. But my criticism to feminism is that feminism is based on secular principle, and we as a Muslim cannot establish the woman rights according to the secularism and liberalism. We are not responsible to answer to the feminism. We are not responsible to react to the feminism. We are responsible to explain our own agenda. It's 300 years we're losing. We're wasting our own time to answering to the, I don't know, modernization, postmodernism, and gradually you can see the tremendous of ease in the society. We have our own agenda, and we should try to explain our own conceptual analysis about the woman rights in Islam.
And that's not really a question, but I simply want to stand up for my world and say that when you talk about Eve, we also have the Madonna. Our role of femininity is the first Eve and the second Eve. That's a balance there. And also when you talk about feminism and anything to do with Western culture, you're talking about post-revolution, and I think now you're talking about American values, etc., etc. It's not the rules of the Western world. We have, I mean, I feel that Islam must talk to Catholic Orthodox thinking in the West, not the other very
secular
Protestant American, to put it all in very sort of there, that box which the West has been landed with. That's all there is. No, no, no. Our whole history is Orthodox, Christian, Catholic, Orthodox, much, much closer to all, everything that you have to say.
Thank you.
With regard to the what has been mentioned about the West, I agree with you that there is no West theory. There are many theories in the West. There is no A culture in the West. There are many cultures in the West. And I'm not intending to demonize the Western culture at all. I'm not intending to say that the Western culture is a corrupted culture. What I'm saying is the dominant theory in academic sphere is always insulting the Muslims because they don't appreciate modernism. No, we are not responsible to consider modernism. We have our own history, we have our own culture, we have our own society. Modernism is belong to the Western culture. I don't say we shouldn't benefit of the modernism. Yes, there are a lot of benefit in this such a social division of the responsibility or enlightenment, if you like, of many school of thought. But what I'm saying is this is not the only way and only criteria for judging the other society. This is not right at all.
Thank you very much.